Go to securefreedomradio.org today. It's your freedom. It's your country. Frank Gaffney's Secure Freedom Radio.
We're back, joined by our friend and colleague at the Center for Security Policy, one of our senior fellows, Kevin Freeman. He is our duty expert on economic warfare, a subject that he addresses regularly and with great effect at globaleconomicwarfare.com. He is also the author of two best-selling books, Secret Weapon, How Economic Terrorism Brought Down the U.S. Stock Market and Why It Can Happen Again, and Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. Kevin Freeman is soon to be the host of Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. We are very much looking forward to its appearance and contributions to the public policy debate about economic warfare and more. Kevin, it's good to have you back. Welcome.
Thank you, Frank.
I wanted to ask you a question that addresses a topic we visit about with some regularity because I think you're doing really incredibly important path-breaking work about it. Namely, the efforts by Communist China, among others, but notably Communist China, to displace the U.S. dollar as the reserve currency of the world. I was struck by a piece that one Dr. Michael Ivanovich wrote at CNBC's website the other day that sort of poo-poos this whole idea, while acknowledging that there's evidence that it's afoot. That the Chinese economy is well served by the greenback, so why would they de-dollarize? Give us your thoughts on this thesis that, well, it may be happening, but it doesn't make any sense.
Well, it was an interesting article, and he makes some solid points about how China might economically be better suited to just leave the dollar system in place. And that's certainly true in the short run. It would be highly dislocative for them to move away from the dollar. He chalks up any move away from the dollar, well, that's just politics. And this is where I would disagree with him. It's not politics, it's warfare. It was written in the book Unrestricted Warfare by the People's Liberation Army, PLA colonels. It's very solid. They've been moving this direction. And 4 or 5 years ago, they laughed and said, oh, China would never do that. Now what they're saying is, well, China is doing that, but it doesn't make any sense to us. They're missing the larger point. China has a longer time horizon than we have, and this is a matter of warfare. It's not a matter of simple economics.
It's not just the timeline. It's the fact that they earnestly hope to displace not just the dollar, but the United States itself, as I see it, as returning what they believe is the world to its rightful order of the Chinese as the center of the universe, Kevin Freeman. So to the extent that he's kind of missing that strategic purpose, I guess it's more understandable that he could be missing the practical implications of this beyond the very narrow short-term interests, as you say.
That's right. He does make a solid point, though, and that point is that we can prevent the dollar from being replaced. There's some solid things we can do as a nation. We're not doing them. Hopefully, we will be doing them. But the first of those is to recognize we're in an economic war. The second is that we shore up our economy. We have such arrogance that we can continue to perpetuate debt into eternity and realize that the world will not put up with that much American debt. And all the things that people lump together, and well, that's the Trump agenda. That Trump agenda is actually very good for the economy and very good for our economic place in the world.
And specifically good for protecting the reserve currency of the world, the dollar, which has, as you've described so often with us, Kevin Freeman, such incredibly far-reaching implication, should it be undone for not only the economy of the United States, but arguably for its, as you say, its strategic standing in the world. Kevin, one of the other folks who is sort of acknowledging you, or at least your long-held view, though seemingly dismissing its significance, has come up on the net in the New York Times to discuss how the North Koreans are emerging as a cyber power, something that seemed laughably ridiculous not too long ago. Talk a bit about what's actually happening and what it means that insights that you've had for so long are now being borne out by harsh reality.
The New York Times acknowledged the best security experts in the world now realize that North Korea is a full-fledged cyber power. They used to laugh when the thought was that they hacked Sony Pictures, but it was later proven that that was the case. They laughed when there was an $81 million theft from the international banking system that was tied to North Korea, but that's proven to be the case. And now they're acknowledging that there are digital sleeper cells that have been placed in South Korea by the North Koreans in the IT shops, which is something we've long talked about, infiltrating the supply chains. And so North Korea is a full-fledged cyber power. They're using that to attack the power grids, and they're trying to find ways to destabilize our power grid. North Korea is a genuine threat, and they are using every means of power at their disposal, including cyber, nuclear, and missile technology, and they are a serious threat, and we need to address it.
Yeah, amen to that. Kevin Freeman, of course, is our guest. He is the author, among other things, of an incredibly important book, Game Plan, How to Protect Yourself from the Coming Cyber Economic Attack. And Kevin, you said something last week that has been dogging me, and I just wanted to drill down on it a little bit further, that the North Koreans, further evidence of their prowess in the cyber domain, have apparently been hacking and mining, as you put it, Bitcoin. I'm struck by this fact at the same moment that the Russians have unveiled their design for a crypto ruble, their own competitor to Bitcoin. Where does this leave us, Kevin, that the North Koreans are able to get inside the wiring of these things, as well as the obvious push in Moscow and elsewhere for more diversification of these currencies?
Well, it ties into the first thing we talked about. If you want to displace the dollar, what do you replace it with? A cryptocurrency is an extraordinarily disruptive technology. It's the kind of thing that will change everything. You go from horse and buggy to automobile to airplane. And the Chinese, the Russians, North Korea, they've all recognized this, and they're all staking out their area in it so that they're not left behind. We're the nation that has the least addressing or adopting of this technology. It's happening in the natural market, but at the nation state level, we don't know quite what to do with it yet. The Russia was there 6 months ago, maybe even 6 weeks ago, but they've decided they have to adopt and embrace at least elements of this technology at the national level. North Korea, same thing. China, same thing.
And is there reason to be concerned that all of these will be subject to this kind of penetration that you described last week by the North Koreans?
Well, yes, there's reason to be concerned. If we've talked about quantum computing at some point, that could break encryption of any currencies. We've talked about electromagnetic pulse and how it could wipe out the power grid. So you have a cryptocurrency, it could be wiped out. The fact that they're getting in front of all of this, though, suggests that they're adopting it at the nation state level. We need to be addressing and looking at it. Our vulnerability is that we're first unaware and unprepared for it. Second vulnerability, that they're looking for ways that they could undermine Bitcoin, they're mining it and so forth in North Korea. So it's a very intensive topic, and it's one that we're going to have to deal with going forward in great measure.
We appreciate the chance to visit with you each week about these sorts of issues and look forward again, as I said, to Economic War Room with Kevin Freeman. Kevin, come back to us again very soon. In the meantime, folks, check out his terrific work at globaleconomicwarfare.com. We'll talk with you next week. We'll talk with the rest of you again tomorrow. Same time, same station. Until then, this is Frank Gaffney. Thanks for listening.
From the nation's capital, you've been listening to Secure Freedom Radio with Frank Gaffney.